Last week we left off on Daf Lamites on the base on the bottom, towards the bottom. I want to go again in the Gemara. Tonight is the yard site of Harav Meirav, Harav Aaron Ben Esther Meirav, and also the yard site Rabbi Gold has yard site for his mother, Ha'isha Rivka Leah Bas Tzvi. So we get dedicate the learning with Zecha Nishmosam. We spent time the last 2 weeks we were learning about if the kohen who's doing the hakravas hakorban in the Beis Hamikdash has a mind to eat the korban after the zman, so that makes it tigul. So even if you don't wait till after the zman, you're not allowed to eat it at all. You do the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. What is the dalat avodas adam? You do intending to eat it or to be zorik the dam or to be makta the emurim, lachas manim, chutz nizmanim. So that makes it possible. So there's a machlokes satanaim where they bailam mefaglim. Who can make it pigul? Is it only the kohen who's doing the actual avoda, or even the bala korban who gets the kapara? He can. So we pass in the bala manat mefaglim. But there was a tana in the days of the tanaim. There was a tana who was of the opinion that bala can make pigul. So the way we pass in, the next step is nothing to discuss. But according to the tana, the bala mefaglim, so the gemara has a further machlek, is the yisay afinu chutz bifnim. Let's say if I have on Nachri, his anoyber Avodah Zarah asks me to shech the behemah for him, and he wants to feed the kosher flesh to his Jewish workers. Let's say I'm going to shech the carbon, and he's going to say he has intention the shame Avodah Zarah. He wants the shechita to be tikrubis Avodah Zarah, but he's not doing the shechita. So if a person shechts a behemah, this is tikrubis Avodah Zarah. It becomes asa machila asa bano. But over here, the Jew is shechting the behemah. The Jew has in mind the shechita kshera. The Bailim have in mind, the Bailim is a Nochri over the Avodah Zarah, so he has in mind, or maybe even Stomach Shevesakam Avodah Zarah. So that's a whole pilpul. Do you say Afinu Chutz Bifnim? But we paskin even in the Beis Hamikdash, the Bailim are not Mefaglim. So the last piece of Gemara we had, right before the Mishnah, so the Gemara asks, just the left two lines before the line begins with Reb Lazar. According to the Tana Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar was quoted in the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Ches on the base. Reb Lazar says, if the Goyisha Balabas, if the owner of the behemah is a Nochri Ovid Avodah Zarah, and he has intention the Shem Avodah Zarah, even if he only owns, let's say he only owns the lungs, he only owns the kishkas, he only owns part of the animal, and the Mishnah has he only owns the Chatz HaKobit. Chatz HaKobit is the diaphragm. Now he only owns one specific part of the animal, and he has intention, the Shem Avodah Zarah. So Reb Lezer the Tana holds, number one, Bailam Mefaglim in Karbonis, the Machshava of the Bala Karbon plays a role. We don't even accept that. And then he says, number two, we say, Alfinu Chutz Mipnim. We carry over this din to Shechita the Shem Avodah Zarah. If the owner of the animal has intention, the Shem Tegrub is Avodah Zarah, so then it makes it Osabano. So the Gemara wants to know, what if a Nochri, Oibir Avodah Zarah, real Fruma Nochri, Oibir Avodah Zarah, he paid $20 that when they shech the animal, he wants $20 worth of flesh. He didn't say specific which part of the animal. He paid $20. So what's the din? According to the Tana Reb Lezer, that if he has Machshevus Avodah Zarah, he makes it Asabano. So what about over here? He paid $20 to get some flesh. So the Gemara says it depends. If he's an easygoing guy, the Nochri is an easygoing guy, and we could just tell him later on, sorry, here's your we're going to refund you $20 and go to a different store and buy some flesh. We need all the flesh for the Jewish people. So if he can back out from the deal and he's not going to give you a hard time, so then he can't ask it. But if he's a Gavra Alam, Inish Almahu, if he's a tough cookie, and you won't be able to, he's going to sue you in court. He's going to make you crazy till he gets his $20 worth of flesh. So then the Gemara says that he asks Bachila. The Machshav, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, according to us, Lahalacha, there's no Shaila. We pass from the bottom of Natmefag. According to that Tana, it'll be us. So Tosis explains what's going on over here. So the bottom Tosis quotes, the last Tosis on Lamed Tes on the base, the bottom Tosis quotes a Gemara, the first daf and the second perik in Bechoris. The Gemara there has the, let me just give the background. This is Neged to Mechiras Chametz. This is a whole story. Mechiras Chametz is based on this Gemara that Tosfos is quoting. The Gemara has there a Machlokes. It's more famous. Most people don't know the Gemara in Bechor is the beginning of the second Perek. They know the Gemara in Bob Metzia, Perek HaZohav. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, when you sell Metaltalim to someone else, how do you clinch the deal? Let's say I'm selling automobiles, or I'm selling air conditioning. I'm selling some kind of Metaltalim. So the Mishnah says, if I paid money for it, and then I back out, or the merchant backs out, so we have the ability to back out, but whoever backs out gets a curse. The Chachamim say, it's called the Mishapara. They curse him and they say, the Rabbanu Shel Olam in heaven above, who punished the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga and the Dor the Mitzrayim and all the evil, all the Rishoyim and Tanakh, should punish you because you backed out from the deal. He can back out, but he should realize that we're going to curse him. It's not some that it's on the books, it's a curse. The Gemara says, no, we actually curse him. We announce we're cursing him, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should punish him. Mishu par medor amabul, ho yifra mikem, mi yifra mi shein oimid bedibur. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. What is this all about? How come if he bought, he paid money for the metaltalim and he backs out, how come we allow him, he can back out? It's an aveira to back out. It's an aveira chamura, we curse him. Are you not allowed to curse a Jew? Those are Kal Cheresh. You're not even allowed to curse a Jew who's deaf and he can't even hear that you're cursing him. Even a Cheresh, a person who can hear and is aggravated when you curse him, for sure there's an Avera. Those are Kal Cheresh. Are you allowed to curse? So Tosfos explains on the Gemara there in Perek Hazov that the Pasuk says, Nasi b'yamcha lo sa'ar. Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin or the Melech. So Shaila, who does it refer to? First, it certainly refers to the Melech, and maybe it also refers to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So it says, Nasi bi'amcha lo yisar, only bi'amcha. Bi'amcha means, bo'yse ma'yse amcha. If he's a balavera, if he's in Gansen a balavera, he doesn't keep anything, so then there's no issue to curse him. And if he's religious, but he cheats in business, then you're allowed to curse him over the fact that he's cheating in business. So Tosfos says, we curse the fellow, the Bezin gives him the Mishapar, which is a klola. Bezin gives him, the Rabban Shalom who punished all of Yerushalayim and Tanakh should punish you because you ain't oimid bedibura. So we're not cursing him in general, we're cursing him because he's a balaver. So that's called ain't oisem maisamcha. That's what Tosfos explains.
Either buyer or seller.
Either buyer or the seller. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a lot of details, but that's the principle. Whoever backs out gets a mishapar. So the Gemara has a machalik, a biyachem ishlokish, what is it all about? But what if he made a mishicha? What if I didn't pay a penny for the car, but I said, okay, I'm buying the car for $30,000 and I drive away with the car? So you drive away, that's Mashiach. Or let's say I bought the television, I bought the air conditioner, whatever, and I take it and I drive away with it. So I made a Kenya Mashiach. So Mashiach, you can't back out. Once you made a Mashiach, you can't back out. Or a Hagbah, or a Chotzer, or a Yad, that's for sure. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. Where do you say that there's a Kenya Yad? If somebody puts something in my hand. So that's it says by the get, v'nasam b'yoda. So v'nasam b'yoda doesn't only mean that yad is good for a get, yad is good for any metaltal. A get is a double ha-metaltal. And how do you know that chatzir is good? So the Gemara says, ein liyad liyoda chatzir, I mean, how do you know that if the husband puts the get into his wife's chatzir? How do you know she's also megoresh, she's tam alayma v'nasan mikom akom. Somehow the Tanoim understood from the word v'nasan that chatzir is also good. So chatzir and yad, that for sure is good menater. And then there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, what about chotzer and yad? Because the thing is in my reshus. I'm kind of the metaltalim because the metaltalim, either you're giving him a maton or you're selling it to me. So I'm kind of by virtue of the fact that it is in my reshus. The metaltalim are in my reshus. So the question is, chotzer and yad is literally in my reshus. What about hagbah? When I pick it up in the store, I go to the grocery store and then I pick up the whole package. So when you do Hagbah, it's considered as if it's in your Rishus. When you do a Mashiach, I can't do a Mashiach in the grocery store. Mashiach is only kind of a simta, but see the Rishus Harabim. But let's say I do a Mashiach outside. I do a Mashiach outside in the street, on the sidewalk. So you do a Mashiach, you're also kind of. So that Mashiach and Hagbah is considered as if it has been brought into your Rishus. So that's considered as if, that's a Machleg Zabiach and Mishlokesh, is that Minatora, is that Midirabbanim? Yad and Chotzer Mamish is in my Rishus. That is in my Rishus. So that's Psukim and Asam Biyada by the Get. And Chotzer is also included. And Asam Nikom Makom. Chotzer is also good. The shayla is mishich and hagboa is considered as if I did a hachnasa l'vishusi. So Rabbi Yochanan says that that's only considered midirabbanan. Mishich and hagboa is only midirabbanan. It doesn't work min haTorah. And Mishlokish disagrees. He says no, mishich and b'farash is min haTorah. It's a beferish of pasuk in Chumash. He then, how does it say? It says when you're selling, when you're buying, you shouldn't fool each other about the price. You shouldn't fool them into selling it to you for less than it's really worth, and you shouldn't fool the customer into believing that it's worth more than it is worth. You're not allowed to fool. Okay, that's it. The Isser I know. So the pasuk agrees. V'chizim kamim kalam isecha. If you're selling, or kana miyada misecha, al tonu isha sachva. So it says miyada misecha. So Rish Lakish says davar nikta miyad liyad. If you make a mishicha, it's also kaina. So Rish Lakish is of the opinion that mishicha and hagboa, mishicha and beforesh is menater. It's kaina menater. So that's why if you make a mishicha, you can't back out. So what's the din if you paid money? Paid money doesn't make a kinyan at all. If I paid for the metaltlin, you're not allowed to back out. That's an avera, but not that the metaltalim belongs to you. Mois is not kainas. Kesev is kainas by karka, but by metaltalim, the kesev is not kainas. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, says, no, dvartara mois kainas. And the Chachamim gave you the ability to back out, but they said it's an avera, so whoever backs out, they give him a klov. So that's a machleg Rabbi Yechanan Mishlopish, whether dvartara mois kainas, or mishicha mefresh is menatar. Halach al maisa, we know the dinim in the Mishnah, that if you made Kenyan ma'os, if you paid money, you can't back out, you get a mishapara. If you made a Kenyan mishicha, you cannot back out. That's the din in the Mishnah. But it's machleg, sabiach, mishlokish, how did we arrive at that? What was the din in the Torah, and what was changed mid the Rabbanah? What's the difference, halacha l'maisa? Not too much of a difference. So the big difference is, Avikachavim is the difference. Why? Because the Gemara says, l'chisim kamim ka'la misecha, akona mi'ana misecha. So the Gemara says, "Lamisecha b'chada ulakum fraker." However, whichever kinyan works by metaltalim, whether both parties are Jewish, if one of the parties is a nachri, then the other kinyan works. If the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that vartara mois kainas, that's if both parties are Jewish, then if you're dealing with a nachri, then mois hanat kainas, then you need davka meshicha. But if the din is like Rish Lakish, that meshicha b'foresh is min haTorah, that meshicha works by two Yisraelim, and with the Rabbanon they knocked it down. No. Again, Nachman. If the din is like Reish Lakish, that Mashiach and Mufureshes, Menatoira, so then if one of the parties, that's if both parties are Jewish, then if one of the parties is Anachri, then you need Dafke Mo'is. Then you're only kind of with money. So this is a major question. When you want to sell your chametz to the guy, see, if I have all the chametz, a private person, I used to sell. People used to bring me a lot of schnapps on Shalach Manas. So I had bottles of schnapps. What am I going to do with the schnapps? It's chametz. So when it came Pesach, he used to put all the bottles of schnapps in a carton. He used to sell it to my goyish next door neighbor. And I explained to him that he bought it for $10, the whole thing he bought. It was worth much more than $10. So he bought it for $10. And I told him, if you don't want it, after the holiday is over, I'll buy it back from you. He drank it up before I went home. And he died from a liver problem. It's my fault. I killed him. Okay. He drank my schnapps and he got sick. So he took it into his house. So for sure he's kind of the chametz. He's kind of with the kenya chopsa. He has it in his house. He's kind of. And he paid me the money. We'll soon discuss it. So the shaila is though, but if a rabbi is selling the chametz, not every balabas is going to put all of his chametz in a carton and give it to the guy and sell it to him for $10. A lot of the balabatim go to the rabbi and ask the rabbi, please sell the chametz on our behalf. So they're not giving the chametz over to the goy. So what kind of a kinyan does the rabbi make with the goy to sell everybody's chametz, which he's not giving over to the goy? How do you make a kinyan? So the Gemara there in Bava Metzia, when the Gemara quotes this machlekes habiechan and Shlokish, whether dvar Torah mois kainas, or dvar Torah mishicha mefuresh is min haTorah. And the Gemara says in Bchoris, the first daf and the second parak, that's Yud Gimel Amar. The Gemara says, Lamisecha b'chada olaka m'chada. Whichever kinyan works, whether both parties are Jewish, that's the opposite kinyan by a guy. So if the din is such, so by Jews, it's not too significant, whether the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rish Lakish, It's just a question, what did the din used to be? But bottom line, we know what the din is now. Mishnah is that if he made a kinyan mois, he came back out. You get a mishapar. If he made a kinyan mishiche, he came back out. So that's the din. But the big nafkamina in Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish is when you're selling metalfalim to a nachri, which kinyan you have to make? So how do we paskin? So usually the Rabbi makes a statement in Yevamos on Daflam Advav. Rabbi makes a statement. Ishlokish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So, and that was the Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So we usually have a klal, ein halacha ki Talmid b'makom harav. Whenever the Talmud disagrees with the Rebbe in earlier generations, we say the halacha is like the Rebbe. So Rava makes such a statement. Whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, with only three. Rava was way later. Rava was in the days of the later Amoraim, a few generations later. So Rava says we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases where they, over the years, they established that the din is like Rish Lakish in that case. In the later generations, the poskim say Hilchas HaKibasroi. In the later generations, in the earlier generation, they were working on developing ideas. They weren't so interested in nailing down Halacha Lamaisa. They were developing ideas. And then we say En Halacha Talmid Ben Makom Harav. In the later generations, there were more medayik halacha lemaisa. So then we say hilchas kabasroi. We were passing like the talmidim. The talmidim were aware what the rebbe said, and they took everything into consideration. They still disagreed with the rebbe. So then we say halacha hilchas kabasroi. We passing like the later poskim because they took everything into consideration. So from the days of Abai v'Rav of the Eilach, we would passing like the talmid. But Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So then you say en halacha k'talmid b'makom harav. So the din is like the din should be like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that Dvar Torah Mois Koinah. So if you sell to a Nachri, you need Meshicha. So if the rabbi sells the Chametz to the Goy is not making Meshicha. The Goy is going to make Meshicha on everybody's Chametz. Everybody leaves the Chametz in their own home. And the rabbi makes some other kind of Kinyan. So according to the way the din should be, like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, the Dvar Torah Mois Koinah is by two Jews, and then by Nachri, you need Meshicha. So Mashiach was not done. So the Gemara in, that's what Rava says in Yevamos. Whenever there's Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan except for three cases. And this is not one of the three cases. But there, the same person, Rava, makes a statement in Perek HaZohar regarding this Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, that Kura u'masnita misayilei l'Rish Lakish. There's a Pasuk, and there's a Braisa, a Tosefta, that support Rish Lakish. So if he says that there's a pasuk and there's a tosefta that support Rish Lakish, it sounds like he's pasuking like Rish Lakish. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that here's a fourth case. In Yevamos, Rava made a statement, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan except for three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish. And here, the same person, Rava, makes a statement that there's a pasuk and a tosefta that support Rish Lakish, so we should pass like Rish Lakish. The Dvar Torah, Meshicha is koina, Meshicha mefuresh is ben HaTorah. When you're selling to a nachri, so mois hakoina. So if the guy pays money and he buys all the chametz, he's koina. So according to Rashi, the rabbi has an easy job. When he sells the chametz to the guy pays him money and he's koina everybody's chametz. V'rei maram, that's the end of the story. But Tosfos there, the rabbi in the Tam disagrees with Rashi. So how can Rashi say that Rav is endorsing Rish Lakish Shita? Rav is the same one who said in Yevamos that there are only three cases where we pass him like Rish Lakish. It's not one of the three cases. So Rabbi Natan reinterprets the Gemara, and when Rav says that there's a Kro or Masnita, there's a Pasuk and there's a Tosefta that support Rish Lakish, it means Lechaira. The simple reading of the Pasuk and the simple reading of the Tosefta can mislead you into believing that Rish Lakish is right, but we can easily answer it away. That's what the Rabbi Natan says. Rabbi Natan says the main statement of Rava was made in Yevamos. We only pass like Rish Lakish in the three cases, and this is not one of the three cases. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvar Torah, Mois Kainis, if the two parties are Jewish, and when you're selling to a Nachri, you need Meshicha. So if the rabbi is selling the Chametz to the guy, you need Meshicha. The guy didn't do Meshicha. So what we do is, when the rabbi sells, a rabbi in a shul, sells the Chametz for hundreds of balabatim in the shul, so first he does a Kinyan Mois, he has the guy pay money. So according to Rashi, the chametz already belongs to the goy. But according to Rabbi Natan, the chametz does not belong to the goy because he need dafke meshicha. The goy is not going to go make meshicha on everybody's chametz. So in addition to the kinyan mois, we make a kinyan chalipin. How do you make a kinyan chalipin? Let's say you give a handkerchief. The one who wants to acquire ownership gives a handkerchief. So when the rabbi is appointed by the balabatim as their shliach to sell the chametz on their behalf, so the rabbi is acquiring the power of attorney. He's acquiring the power to function as a shliach. So he's Caleb Shalkoina, so he gives his handkerchief to the balabas to be koina the right to sell their chametz. When the rabbi sells the chametz to the rabbi is not supposed to give his handkerchief to the goy. The goy is supposed to give a handkerchief to the rabbi. Some of the rabbis make a mistake. They think that just like when they make a kinyan chalipim with the balabatim, they give the handkerchief to the balabas. And when they make a kinyan chalipim with the goy, the rabbi gives his handkerchief to the goy. That's a mistake. The goy has to give his handkerchief. The Gemara has a machlokes. When you do chalipim, is it bekelev shes v'shalav hishnalav ben asan l'reyehu? It says in Megillas Rus that they made a kinyan chalipim. One gave a handkerchief to the other one. Who gave to whom? Bekelev shel koine, bekelev shel makne. So it's machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says halacha l'maisa bekelev shel koine. So the goy is the koina here. So the goy has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi to acquire ownership of all of the chametz of all the balabatim. So the problem is solved. Don't make a kinyan chalipin. So is there any issue where the kinyan chalipin works by a non-Jew? Why should there be an issue? Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Gimel quotes Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says the Farish chalipin does work. When you're dealing with a non-Jew, chalipin works. So the Shach and Choshen Mishpat raises an issue. Shach usually has long essays and he quotes sources. Here the Shach just has four lines. He says he wonders, is it correct, because the pasuk says v'zos lefanim b'Yisrael, that this was the practice among the Jews in Megillas Rus, v'zos lefanim b'Yisrael alugulav alatmur l'kaim kol dover v'nosan v'shalof yishnal v'nosan l'reyev. So it says v'zos lefanim b'Yisrael, so it sounds like chalipin doesn't work by a non-Jew. So the Shach shakes up in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi Natan that you can make a kinyan chalipim when you're dealing with a non-Jew also. And the Shach says he wonders if it's correct. Then the later, Shach doesn't quote this, the later post can quote the Ritva says like that. That because it says, v'zos lefanim b'Yisrael, b'yisrael v'lo b'umas, the chalipim doesn't work by God. So we make already two kinyan. We make a kinyan money, we make the kinyan kesef. According to Rashi, all the chametz belongs to the guy already, the story is over. But the Rabbi Natam says that we shouldn't accept Rashi. Rabbi Natam often, Rabbi Natam is Rashi's grandson. He often disagrees with Rashi. And then we make a kinyan chalipin, which according to Rabbi Natam was necessary and works. Rabbi Natam holds that the moiz didn't work, so he holds that the chalipin does work. But the Shach and the Ritva say chalipin doesn't work. So in addition to that, we makna the chametz with the kinyan din of the machusa. According to the laws of New York State, you can sell metaltalim just by making an oral declaration. If you're selling real estate character, you have to write something down. If you're selling metaltalim, so you can just make an oral declaration. So dina namachusa dina is a gemara in the first parak in Gittin. If something constitutes a kinyan according to dina namachusa, and you're dealing with a non-Jew, so dina namachusa works. So the guy is kind of a dina namachusa. So good. According to the laws of New York State, that's a gemara that it works. So that's a machloikis in Achreinim, the Nesivis and others, on Choshen Mishpat. When you have a kinyan that's valid because of Din and the Malchusa, maybe it only works mid-Rabbana. Maybe it doesn't work mid-Atara. This halacha, that a kinyan that was invented by Din and the Malchusa, Din and the Malchusa says you can be makna metaltalim with an oral agreement, just balpeh. So maybe if it only works mid-Rabbana, so then there's a question, but on the level of the Raisa, the Balabatama still over on Bayura by Motzei. The goy is going to win in court. If we go to court, we go to a bezin, they'll paskin that he's entitled to get the chametz, but the kinyan only exists. It's a make-believe kinyan of the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, it still belongs to the Jew. So you need another kinyan, because maybe dina the machusa dina, the kinyan that's valid based on dina machusa, could be it's only with the rabbanon. So make a fourth kinyan. You make a kinyan according to the minig asochrim. What's the minig asochrim? So different. That's a gemara in Ezel Neshech. That the Sochem used to have a meaning when they would sell wine to a customer, they would write on top of the barrel of wine, this barrel was sold to Mr. So-and-so, and according to the Minig Amdina, that was considered a kinyan, he couldn't back out. So here also, in different, when you're buying a diamond by a Jewish person, so when you shake hands and you say Mazel and Bracha, so that's considered a kinyan, kifi Minig Amdina. So that's what the poskim say. In some countries, shaking hands is considered a kinyan, not only when you're selling diamonds. Shaking hands on a business deal, there is a concept of tkiyas kaf in Yerideya, in Hilchos Shvuos, that if a person promises something to the other person, makes it kias kav, that has the chomer, has the status like a shvur. But also at kias kav, if the minig asochem is that constitutes a kinyan, so the Gemara says whatever is a minig asochem is considered a kinyan. So they shake hands. You shake hands with the guy, and you made a kinyan kifi minig hasochem. Yeah, but again on that, there's a big machlokes in Achrayim whether a kinyan, that's called situmta. Situmta, it was the practice that they had to write on top of the barrel of wine when they were selling it to a customer, mm-hmm. that this barrel was sold to Pliny. It's reserved for him and it belongs to him. So that was a kinyan kifi minig hamdina. So that's vayta machlokes in Achrayim, but later Achrayim, is that min ha-Torah, is that min de-Rabbanan? If it's only min de-Rabbanan, then it's questionable. Maybe he'll win and it didn't Torah. The goy will get all the chametz, but the chametz still belongs to all the Jewish customers because it's only a make-believe kinyan mid rabbanon on the level of the rice. So the chametz still belongs to the Jews. So we made four kinyanim already, and each one has a pickbook. We made kinyan kesef. According to Rashi, the problem was solved, but the Rabbin and Tam is not happy. Then we make a kinyan chalipin to sell the chametz directly, but the shach and the ritva are not happy. Then we made a kinyan kifi minig hamdina. We made a kinyan kifi dina de machusa, and half of the poskim say that does only work mid rabbanon, doesn't work mid atar. So we make another two kinyanim. We make six kinyanim. When the rabbanim sell the chametz, you have to know how to learn to understand. There's a long Mishnah Berurah, and he refers to a lot in Chayshim Mishpat. He quotes all of these six kinyanim. So we make another two kinyanim. What are the other two kinyanim? So we write when the balabatim ask the rabbi to sell the chametz. So each balabas writes where the chametz is located. And we tell the balabatim, not only are we going to sell the chametz for you, we tell them we're going to rent the room where the chametz is located. Rent the closet or rent the room where the chametz is located. How to rent karka to a non-Jew, that there's no machlokes. That's a gemara. How do you rent karka to a non-Jew? But then, based on renting, we don't have to sell, based on renting the room or the closet to the non-Jew, so we're going to make another two kinyonim on the chametz. One is going to be a kinyan chotzer. The chametz is located in the chotzer that the non-Jew just rented. So if I rented a chotzer, so I can be kinyan with a kinyan chotzer, the chametz that's in the chotzer. Sure. So the rabbi rents the chotzer, the rabbi rents the room, or the closet where the chametz is located to the non-Jew. He makes a kinyan on that, the kesef, fine. And then he says, the goy should be kinyan the chametz, which is located in a chotzer, that's a kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer works min atar. That's the pasuk. Venasam biyada, emli al yada chotzer. Minan tam lama venasam mikamakam. Chotzer works min atar. So this is not good. So what do we need all the other four kinyanim for? Just make the kinyan chotzer. The answer is, the Ktzai Sacheshin quotes, there was one of the early achrayim wrote a sefer Birchas HaZevach. He's in the back of the Gemara. They have his comments on the bottom of the Rosh. He was Yodua. He was the last one who didn't accept. Years ago, they used to learn the tour. Now nobody even looks in the tour. People are learning every day, so they learn the tour. And the base says, but today everybody looks in the Shulchan Aruch. Years ago, everybody used to learn the tour. So the tour doesn't always explain everything so well. So the base Yosef is printed on the side. He quotes all the background, all the Gemaras, and all the Rishonim. So it doesn't make sense today. It doesn't make sense to learn the tour without the base Yosef. But years ago, in the days of the Ramah, the Ramah originally didn't have a Beis Yosef, and he wrote a long commentary, the Darkei Moshe, on the Torah. Then he got a Beis Yosef, so he was Makatzer, so he abridged the Darkei Moshe. You have two versions. You have the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, the long version of the Darkei Moshe where he writes a lot. Then you have the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. That's the one that we usually use. That's on the bottom of the page in regular Torah, because when he got a copy of the Beis Yosef, so he figured, what does he have to duplicate? Everything the Beis Yosef quotes, he's going to quote it also. So he abridged everything in the Darkei Moshe. We have the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. So that in the 1500s, when the Beis Yosef was written, 1600s, not everybody accepted the Beis Yosef. So the last one who didn't accept it was the Birchas HaZevach. Rav Shmuel Aaron Kaidanova. I think he lived in the 1600s. So he used to give shiurim on the tour, and his Talmidim used the Beis Yosef. He didn't need the Beis Yosef. He knew all the Gemaras. Once in a while he really got stuck, so they would tell him the Beis Yosef quotes the sources and shalom. But in principle, he didn't hold from the Beis Yosef. So he sometimes has unusual opinions. He is quoted as having said, Achidish, which they all say, the Ktzos and the Nesivah say it's against the Gemara. He came up with a Achidish that Kinyan Chotzer doesn't work for a Goy. The Beferishi Gemara is against it. He came up with such an einfach. Why shouldn't it work for a goy? Because the goy cannot have someone else act as a shliach on his behalf. Shluchu shalom kemoisa only applies a Jew can have a shliach, and a Jew has to have another Jew as a shliach. A goy cannot have a shliach. So the Gemara has the Gemara says that chotzer mitam shlucha is raboy. That a chotzer is kindness considered as if the chotzer is a shliach of the bala chotzer. So since a goy cannot have a shliach, so a goy shouldn't be able to be kinder with a kinyan chotzer. That was the chiddush of the Bichas HaZevach. That was the chiddush. So he said you can't be kinder with a kinyan chotzer. So the Chasam Sofer writes that he was always makbid. There's a very strange halacha over here. Very, very strange. The Rif and the Rambam read this into the Gemara in Bav Metzia. That how does kinyan chotzer work? What are the dinim for men and for women? In Choshe Mishpat, dinim are always the same. In Orach Chaim, sometimes you have a difference. Tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and lulav and shofar, they're mitzvah, sasi, shazman, grama, that women are potter from. And Mikra Megillah, whether 10 women are sara or not, you have discussions. When do the women have the same dinim like the men, and when do the women have different dinim? But in Choshe Mishpat and Ezekin, we usually assume, Eilam Mishpatam Shatasim Lifneihem, the Gemara says, Lifneihem is everybody. Hishva Kasel Ish Elish, the women and the men, everybody's the same. So the Rif and the Rambam have an interpretation in the Gemara. Rashi and Taisa do not learn like this. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rif and the Rambam that chotzer of a man is mitam shlucha, and chotzer of a woman is mitam yadoi. So chotzer of a man, this bichas hazevach chiddush, that a goy cannot be koine with a kinyan chotzer, because chotzer mitam shlucha, and a goy cannot have a shliach, that's only if the non-Jew who wants to be koine with a kinyan chotzer is a man. What if it's a woman? So then the Chasam Sofer writes, he was always makbid to fakoif in the Chomes. Chasam Sofer was a rabbi. He had to sell the Chomes to the Balabatim. He had to sell the Chomes to the Nochri. So he was always makbid to sell to a Nochris, to a non-Jewish woman. He shook hands with the woman also. Then he was the next six kinyon. One of the kinyon is you shake hands. Maybe you wore gloves. I don't know. He doesn't explain what he did. But he just says he was always makbid to sell the Chomes to a non-Jewish woman. So that'll solve that problem of the Bichas HaZevach. That Bichas HaZevach had this chiddush that since Chotzer is mitam shluchan and Nochri can't have a shliach, so the guy couldn't be able to be kind with Kinyan Chotzer. So some sefer said that's only Chotzer of a man. Chotzer of a woman, it says in Choshe Mishpat, is mitam yada. So Kinyan yada does work for a guy. So that was some sefer's diktuk. That was his chumah.
So we don't need all the other
kinyan. So you don't need everything else. So he doesn't even have to shake the hands. Could be. Could be that's what he did. Could be that's what he did. The whole reason why we make six kinyonim, because there's a pikpuk on each one. So the ganze pikpuk on the chotzer is because of the Bichas HaZevach. But if it's a woman, then the Chasam Sofer thinks there's no pikpuk. It's still mefukpuk. So in addition to these five kinyonim, we make another kinyon. We make another kinyon, namely a kinyon agav. We're renting the closet, or we're renting the room to the nachri. So if the chametz is located on the premises in the room, so it's a kinyan chotzer. But if the chametz is located somewhere else, we're renting karka to the goy. In agav the karka, there's a mishnah in the first parak in kedushin. There's such a kinyan agav. If I want to transfer ownership of karka and metaltalim to someone else, all he has to do is make a kinyan on the karka, either buy or rent the karka, and then agav the karka, he's cutting the metaltalim. So even though kinyan chotzer, there's a pikpuk of the Bichas HaZevach, maybe chotzer mitam shluchai, and ain't shlichas lenochri. That's what they all say. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish in the Maseches Avodah Zarah. Goy can't be kinder with the kinyan chotzer. Mm-hmm. Bichas HaZevach forgot the Gemara. That's what they all tell you. So we're machmer like that Bichas HaZevach. So we make an additional kinyan, a kinyan agav. No, once you made the kinyan agav, so what do you need the other five kinyanim for? So because there's a pikpuk on kinyan agav also. Why? So the Tzais HaChoshen explains why, what the issue is. What could be wrong with Kinyan Agav? So there is a machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos, but it's two Tosfos in two different Mesichtas. One is a Tosfos in Kiddushin, one is a Tosfos in Bava Kamma. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma in the first parak says, where is the source in Tanakh for Kinyan Agav? That I can be makd in metaltalim agav karka. You only have to make a Kinyan on the karka, you don't have to make a Kinyan on the metaltalim. Once you make a kinyan and a karka and it's rented to you or it's transferred ownership to you, you can be cut in the metalplum without making a kinyan. So what's the source? The source is a pasuk in Sefer Divrei HaYomim. So Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma, and after you do your base, I think, Tosfos shows from the Gemara, that's their pshat, not everybody agrees. Tosfos says that from the Gemara would appear that we don't learn Adinim Deraisa from Dibra Yomim. Dibra Term, Dibra Kabbalah, Lo Yafin. Adin Deraisa has to be in Chumash. If it's in Nevi'im or Ksuvim, that's called Dibra Kabbalah, the Dibra Term, Dibra Kabbalah, Lo Yafin. So the maximum it can be is Adin Derabbanan. So that's what the Ktzai Sachoshin raises an issue. If you say the Kinyan Agav is only a Kinyan with the Rabbanan, Tosfos in Kiddush in the first parak says not so, the favor is not so. Rabbi Kivega points out, and the Gilyan Hashan said that it's 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos in Kiddush holds that Agav is the Kinyan in Atara. The Pasuk in Dibra Yomim is not the mocker of the Kinyan. It says one of the Malchai Yisrael gave over Karka and Metalplem gifts to his children. Vitlem Matonis and Migdonis and Mar Yehuda be Yehuda and Mar Bitsuris be Yehuda. He gave Metaltalim to be Makna Agav Karka. So the Tanakh says that he did it. It doesn't mean that that's the place where Agav is mentioned. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Dinder Abban. It's a Taisus and Kedushin assumes that Agav is a Kenyan Deraisa. So that's what the Tzaisah Cheshin raises an issue. If one should assume that Agav is only the Rabbanon, there's room to raise a possibility, not a hechrof. Maybe the Chachamim only made a takan of Agav on behalf of Jews. Maybe a Nochri cannot acquire ownership with a Kinyan Agav. So bottom line, we make six Kinyonim when we sell a Chometz. According to Rashi, the Kinyan Kesef solves the whole problem of Benay Maramin. But Tosfos says, no, Kinyan Kesef is only good if you pass on like Rish Lakish, that Mashiach works Benay Torah, and La Misecha B'chada, La Akam B'chada. Whatever works by two Jews, the opposite Kenyan works by Goy. So you need Mashiach. So that's why we proceed to make another five Kenyanim. And every Kenyan has a pickbook on it. Maybe the second one is no good. Maybe the third one is no good. There probably is no sheet in the world that holds it. All six are no good. Nobody holds all six are no good. Each Kenyan has a pickbook. So the practice is that we're machma to do six Kenyanim. Yeah.
By Chatzer, is everything above the cabinet and everything below the cabinet also automatically included with the cabinet? Because does it become like a
Rishus Hayachid
kind of
sale? A Kinyan Chotzer is either the Chotzer is mine, or let's say I have an automobile that's parked in the street. I'm wearing a suit and I have pockets in the suit, so someone put something in my pocket. That's also a Kinyan Chotzer, if I have a right to wear the suit. Let's say I have a car parked in the street. So if it's illegal, I have no right to park the car there. Then someone puts something into the car, so then it's not kind of with the Kinyan Chatzer. If the car is parked legally, then whoever puts something in the car, a Dovah Shel Hefka flies into the car. So then, Kelev Shel Adam Konus La B'chol Makim Sheish L'Rishus La'Hanicham. That's how the Rambam writes. Kelev Shel Adam also has a Kinyan Chatzer.
But above, does it go Admarakia, like above the cab? So I sell the cabinet with the comets.
Yeah.
But on top of the cabinet, I have other stuff, and below the cabinet, I have other stuff. Does the guy acquire everything from bottom to top?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. The din is that Avir Chatzar is kinda. If you have a real Chatzar, Avir Chatzar is kinda. Caleb Shaladam, I would assume, is probably only kinda what's in the Kli. I would assume it's only Typhus what's in the Kli. What's above the Kli, probably not. I would assume not, yeah.
When I get to the Kenyan of Dina de Mahusa, if the Nechasim are kept in the home of the Balabayas, obviously the ownership has to be before Pesach that the guy acquired ownership. But does that mean under Dina de Machuso that if an onus occurred during the Talmud, let's say, can the Balabayas enforce this Kenyan against the guy and expect to be paid for it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. He sold the chametz to the guy only made a down payment, he didn't pay all the money. So the guy's mechuyev is his thing, the guy's property was Nenas, and he has to pay the Jew all the money. Yeah.
Does the guy, if he has a Kenyan chatzer, does that affect Eruv chatzeres?
Does the guy aser Eruv chatzeres?
Yeah.
No. If you have Jews and non-Jews, the guy only asers in the Eruv if he's dor, if he lives there. Let's say there's an apartment building, let's say with 100 tenants, and all the tenants are away for Shabbos. No one's home. Whoever's not here does nasa. So if it's a Shomer Shabbos who's away, he's not going to come back on Shabbos. If it's a Goy or a non-observant Jew, he may come back on Shabbos, unless he's in South Africa. And he's not going to come back so fast. If he's very far away, he's not going to come back so fast. But if it's a Goy, he's just by his children in New Jersey, so he can come back on Shabbos afternoon. So then he does Asa. But if the Goy just has, he rents an apartment, but he doesn't live there. So he only asks, the Goy only asks, so the Jews only ask. You only need an Erev Chatzeres from the people who have a Beis Dira there, that they live there. If they don't live there, not. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion in Erevim. What if the person, the Jew or the non-Jew, what if the person has one apartment where he sleeps and one apartment where he eats? And there's only one Beis Dira to a customer, either over here or over there, let's say a few blocks away from each other. So is that considered his Beis Dira? Is that considered? So a lot of details in Shulchan Aruch about that. Which one is called Beiso? Which one is called the Beis Dira? The Makam Achila or the Makam Shina, the place where he sleeps? But if he's not there for Shabbos, he rented the closet, he rented the garage, he rented a room in the house, and he has his chametz there, but he doesn't live there. He neither eats there nor he sleeps there. So then the goy does nasa. Same thing as you with nasa.
You have a sheikh or a bar, so you have it in your yad already first. So why isn't that a kinyan yad before you even come on to the other two?
It depends how big it is. Let's say like this, I have a gigantic gemara. So it's only a kinyan yad on the part of the gemara that's in my hand. The rest of the gemara is sticking out, that I have to pick it up to make a hagbah, or to pull it on the ground to make a meshicha.
Only a small thing that fits in your hand,
Rabbi Kivega had a chumrah by a get. This was not the common practice. Rabbi Kivega had a chumrah. The get usually is written 12 lines and 2 line signatures, and it has 14 lines, and it's a big piece of paper. So they fold it up and then they put it into the woman's hand. So the woman holds her hands like this and the husband puts it in. So usually it's like a diploma, so it's sticking out. So part of the get is in her hand, part of the get is sticking out. Rabbi Kivega came up with a chumrah against an often a tesis. He disagrees with Taisa. He holds it only. The Chumash says, Venosan biyoda. So you need the yad. So he thinks that Hagbah is no good. That whatever is sticking out is no good. So Rabbi Kivega said you have to fold up the get so small that the whole get should fit into the woman's hands. Aye, but this was never the practice for Dairi Dairis. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, it's improper to introduce Chumras. In the later generations, Kadesh Allah, Lahotzi Laz, Al Gittin Harishainim. People are going to say all the gitna were given in the past apostle and all the children are mamzerim from the second husband. You're going to make the whole world crazy. So you're not allowed to introduce chumah. So Rabbi Kivega says, what chumah? When chumah? This is the din. They are mamzerim. All the gitna in the world were no good. We have to be moitzi laz. You have to announce that it's no good. So some follow Rabbi Kivega. Most, the minig olam, pischei tshuva writes and ever, minig is that they don't follow Rabbi Kivega. My father told me Rabbi Soloveitchik once gave a get in the yeshiva, so he followed Rabbi Kivega to fold it up so tiny. But most do not follow that opinion. Most say that Hagbah is also good. Tyson says Beferish and Gitna. Hagbah is good. You know, you dafka need the Kenyan Yad. But Yad is only what's in the hand. And the Nesivus points, Yad is only what's in the hand. Whatever's sticking out, that has to work Nidin Hagbah. So Hagbah is a machlokes, how high you have to pick it up. Rashi holds you have to pick it up 3 tvachim. If it's within 3 tvachim to the table, so it's lavud, so it's considered as if it's still on the table. So Rashi says, for the purpose of Hagbah, you have to pick it up 3 tvachim. The Tosfos disagrees. 1 tefach is enough. Tosfos has a favorite shigemar in Erevin. 1 tefach is enough. So here, let's get back to our Gemara and Nachamal. So our Gemara quoted, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, we don't pasken like the Tana Reb Lezer. We pasken that even by korban, by korbanis, the balim cannot be mefaglim. The machshavas pigul is the machshava that counts is only the machshava, the one is doing the avoda. The shochet, the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. The person is doing the avoda, he can have a machshavas pigul. The bailim, who is the balakarbin, cannot have a machshavas pigul. So that's the end of the story. Halacha l'maaseh, there's nothing to discuss. But there was a tana Reb Lezer. The Gemara was discussing what would the din be if the din would have been like Reb Lezer. So what would the din be? So Reb Lezer says, if the goy owns a specific part of the animal, he paid for the lungs, he paid for the kishkes, he's going to make kishke, he paid for this part, he paid for the chatzakovid, the Mishnah has, he paid for the diaphragm. So he has a specific share in the behemah that's his. So then Reb Lezer is of the opinion that not only by lemefaglin, by pigul, if the balabim is a nochri oibed avodizara, a real oibed avodizara has machshava l'shem avodizara, even though the Jewish shechting, the goyisha onu has machshava avodizara, makes it into tekruvis. So that's Rav Leizer's shita. So they asked the shayla, what would the din be if the guy paid $20 in advance to buy $20 worth of flesh? Didn't specify which part of the animal. $20 worth of flesh he wants. So the Gemara says the psak would be if he's an easygoing guy and we can easily tell him we're going to refund you $20 and goodbye, go buy your meat from the AMP. Go buy from somebody else. We don't have any meat for you. So if you can get away with that, and the guy is machshava, there's not asa. But if he's a inish almahu, if he's a tough cookie, he's a tough guy, he's not going to let you get away with that. He's going to sue you in court. He's going to insist on his $20 worth of flesh. Then he does asa. So why does it depend whether he's a gabra alam or not? So Tosis, the little Tosis on the bottom, explains like this. The Gemara here seems to be assuming that money is, kesef is not, mois is not kindness by the guy. Why? The Gemara seems to be going, Tosis has two pshatim, Mar seems to be going like Rish Lakish, that Mashiach works when the two parties are Jewish, then Mashiach, wait a minute, Nachamon. The Gemara is going, let's see. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Vartaira Mois Kainais by two Jewish people, Mois Tosis holds we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says we pass like Rish Lakish because Rava said there's a pasuk and a tasefta that support Rish Lakish. So Rashi said that's it. Rava said the din is like Rish Lakish, and the Rabbi Natam says it's not so. The din is like Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. So according to Rabbi Natan, the din is like Rabbi Yechon, and Vaitara Mois Koinis, that's if both parties are Jewish. But if one party is a non-Jew, then La Misecha B'chod or Lakha B'chod, then Dafke Mashiach is Koinis. So when the guy paid $20, he wasn't Koinis anything. Strictly speaking, wasn't Koinis anything. Aloch Lamaisa. When the guy paid $20 to get $20 worth of flesh, he wasn't Koinis, and I can give him back his money, and I have the right to back out. Do I deserve Misha Bar? It's a different story. But the guy wasn't kind of anything. So why is it if he's an Inish Almahu, the Lamotzi Matchale, if he's a tough cookie and he's going to make me crazy, he's going to go to court, he's going to force me to give him the $20. So Tosh said, that's a Chumra Midirabonim. The Ikad din really is that the guy wasn't kind of anything, because the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Torah Mois is kind is by two Jews, and by non-Jew Mashiach is kind of. So the guy gave $20, but he's never kind of any of the flesh. He's not even the Bailam. He's not the Bailam on anything over here. But if he's an Inish Alma, a tough person, then it's a Chumr Midirabonim, because it looks as if he's a Shutav. And it's a Mishum Arisayin that looks like that. But then Tosfos says, but that's only on the assumption that we're assuming that the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Vatara Mois Kain is by two Jews, and by non-Jew Mashiach is Kain. So then Tosfos says, but even if you would say like Rashi, Afilu L'mandom Mois by V'kacham Kain, even if you say like Rashi, who says that we pass him like Rish Lakish, that Mashiach is kind of by two Jews. So the opposite kinyan works by goyis, and Mois are kainais. So the goy should be kind of $20 worth of flesh. So why is only if he's an Inish Almahu, if he's a tough goy, even if he's not a tough goy, you should say he's the Bailam. He paid $20, and he owes $20, he owns $20 worth of flesh. It's different from the case in the Mishnah where he owns a specific part of the animal. He owns a chatzakovit shalom. And he just owns $20 worth of flesh. But bottom line, he is a Bailam over here. Why shouldn't you say Bailam Afagman? Why shouldn't you say the Bailam can make it into Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos says, Hochala Samcha Daite. The din is that in order to acquire ownership of something, you have to make a valid kinyan. So the guy paid money. So if you hold like Rish Lakish, the Mashiach HaKoina by two Jews. And if one of the parties is a non-Jew, then Mois HaKoina. So you made the kinyan Mois. But you also have to have, in addition to making a Maisa kinyan, you have to have a Smichas Das. You have to think that it's really going to work. If there's a lack of a smichas das, someone made a kinyan and he thought the whole thing was a joke. He didn't think that this is legally binding. So even though they made a kinyan, that's a lack of das. Not only is it a lack of das, if the guy thought that the Jew has the right to back out, the Jew does not have the right to back out. If you hold Mashiach is kainam in Atara by two Jews, then Mois HaKoina is by a guy. So the Jew has no right to back out if you make a kinyan mois. But the goy will probably have a lack of smichas das. He gave $20 to buy $20 worth of flesh. He knows that the Jew may back out later on. Since Tosfos says, since it's a lack of smichas das, Kivin amotzi matchilei. So mikra din, the guy wasn't kind of anything. But if he's a guy, inish almahu, if he's a tough guy, so then mishum marisayin. It looks as if he's the owner, and we're going with the shita like Rab Lezer. They're just like Bailam and Faglim. So the Bailam can make it into Avodah Zarah also. So that's a very important Tosfos. Tosfos gave pshat in the story. As I said, the story is on hent and on feast. The whole story doesn't make any sense. Why does it make a difference whether he's an inish alma or not? The Tosfos says the ikar din is that the guy's machshava doesn't ask here because it's not a bailam. Either because the kinyan is not valid, the mois are not kindness, or because lack of smichas das. And inish alma, if he's a tough guy, he's not going to let you get away with that, then it's a chumra midrabbanan mishum marisai. Okay, let's continue the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is also about Tikruvus. Yeah, the din is that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah. How do we know Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah? So Rashi in a few places goes through the whole Yalfusa here. Rashi on the top of Mem Amud Aleph, the second line, the third line, Rashi says there's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says Vayochlu Zivchei Meisim. The Jews ate Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. It's called Zivchei Meisim. And a Meisim is also Bahanoah, we know, because it says, Vatama Shem Miriam Atikav Hashem. Miriam died at the end of the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, the very end, and the word Shem appears, Vatama Shem Miriam Atikav Hashem. And by Egla Rufa it says the word Shem. V'yofu Shem Asa Egla Banacha. So just like Egla Rufa is also Bahanoah, so to a Meis is also Bahanoah. Shem Shem Egzer Shava. And just like a mace, the Asamanah said that the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Asamanah, because it's referred to by the Pasuk in Tehillim as Zivchei Meisim. How do you know Egla Rufa is Asamanah? How do you know Egla Rufa is Asamanah? This is a holy Alfusa. Egla Rufa is Asamanah because Kapar Ksiv Bakikotchim. Egla Rufa is an institution, a mitzvah in the Chumash. If you find a Jewish body who was a person who was murdered, they'll know the Mihiko, and nobody knows who the murderer was. You don't even have an Eid Echad. We learned Perik Egla Rufa in the end of Saita. Another Mikol, you don't know who the murderer was, and the Torah requires you have to measure to the cities, Svivas HaCholo, to the cities, and establish which city is the closest, and that city has to bring an Egla Rufa, and you have to break the neck, Rofu Shamus Egla Banachal. So it says the Kohanim from that city that bring the Egla Rufa, they should recite the Tfila, Kapano Ram Chisol Shepadis Hashem. That by bringing the Egla Rufa, we are all guilty. We assume it's probably a Jew who murdered him. Unless the closest city to the dead body is an Arab village. So you know he was killed by Goy. So then we don't have to bring Egla Rufa. But if the closest city is a Jewish city, so we establish it's probably a Jew who murdered this other Jew. So they need a kapar. Everybody needs a kapar. So the Kohanim have to say Kapal Am Chesel Shepadis Hashem. So just like by Karbonis, when you bring a Karbon, you get a Kapara, and all the Karbonis are Rasa Banoa, Hegdish is Rasa Banoa, Me'ila. So Kaparik Sibba Kukochim. So Egla Rufa is Rasa Banoa, because Kaparik Sibba Kukochim. The Kohanim have to say Kapal Am Chesel Shepadis Hashem. So we know that Egla Rufa is Rasa Banoa, because Kaparik Sibba Kukochim. And Shom Shom Egla Rufa says, Vatoma Shemiriam Atikava Shom. Miriam died and she was buried there in the Midbar. She was not buried in Eretz Yisrael, she was buried in the Midbar. And the word Shem appears, just like by Egla Rufa, it says, Rafi Shem is Egla Banachal. So just like Egla Rufa is Asbanoah, so to Ames is Asbanoah. And Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is referred to by the Pasuk in Tehillim as Zivchei Meisim. So that's also a Shaila. Zivchei Meisim is a Pasuk in Tehillim. That's not a Chamishul Chumshit Torah. So don't we have a rule, Divi Torah, Divi Kabbalah, Lo Yafina? How can you learn how to dim the raisa from a pasuk in the Neviim or Ksuvim? So that's a pilpul that Tosfos has in Bava Kamma and other in Avodah Zarah. This whole halacha that the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also banor. The Mishnah is assuming like that. When you shech the behema Avodah Zarah, it's also banor. Is that a din de raisa, or maybe that whole din is a din de rabbanon? Because the whole thing is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. So Tehillim is divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, lo yafina. That's divrei Kabbalah. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Avodah Zarah itself is also banor. That's Psukim and Chumash. Lasach mekesev v'zav aleim v'lakach tolach. That's Psukim and Chumash. Avodah Zarah is also banor. And noyei Avodah Zarah is also banor. Mishamshi Avodah Zarah is also banor. But Tikruvus, that's machlokes in Rishonim, whether Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also banor or also medrabanan. let's say someone brings in front of the Avodah Zarah, they bring salami, and they put it there. They bring steaks and they put it on the altar. So that's a tekrubis. That's a gift. Tekrubis means a matana, a gift to the Avodah Zarah. But that's not also mano. The Gemara says it's only, we're going to learn the next half, it's only tekrubis if you have a zrika hamishtaberes. You have to, let's say, yizorek dam, or you menasach yayin. So you have a cup of wine, or you have a cup of blood, and then you pour it, so it's broken into tiny little droplets. So that's called a zrika hamishtaberes. So the wine that you're pouring in front of the Avodah Zarah, which is being broken up into tiny particles, or the dam becomes asa bahano. If I give a flanken, I give a steak, I put it on the mizbech for Avodah Zarah, I didn't break anything. It's still in the original state. So the Gemara says, what if there's an Avodah Zarah that they worship with a stick? So if Shiba makal b'fanel, if you break a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's, you broke something. So that's tikruvis, so that becomes asa bahano. Zarek makal b'fanel, I just throw the stick and I put it on top of the altar, then it does not become asa bahano. Does not become Asamana. That was originally when they had this whole story about the Shaitlin that were made from the hair in India in the temples. So they thought that the people shaved off the hair. That was the report that they brought back from India, that they shaved off the hair as a matana to the Avodah Zarah. So if you shave off the hair as a matana, so you're cutting the hair, you're detaching one thing from the other. That's like Azrika Mishtaberes. Originally, there was a company, this was around 25 years ago, some company in France made some kind of food product, some kind of cupcakes or something, and they made it fluffy by putting in human hair. So they wanted the Hashgacha of the OU. So we asked them, where did they get the human hair from? So they said, they get it from India. So what are in India? So they told us that they shave off the hair of the Shema Avodah Zarah. So we thought it's Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So it's also Bana. So you can't give a Hashgacha. It's Treif. It's not Treif. It's also Bana. Usually Treif is also Bachil and Mutbana. This is also Bana. Then when he started with the whole Sheitlin, then the whole story came out. There was a misunderstanding. They don't shave it off in the temple as a gift to the Avodah Zarah. That would have been Takiz Rikamish Taberes. That would have been you detaching the hair from your head. By them, just like Tzoya Meiraglaim is a Dava Ma'us, and you can't bring it into the temple for Avodah Zarah purposes. So, fingernails also, once you cut off the fingernail, once you blow your nose, once anything, hair, once the hair is cut off in the body, anything that's cut off in the body, they're considered like Tzoya Meiraglaim. You're not allowed to bring it into the temple. So, what do you mean that they shave off the hair? So they explain what it is. They sacrifice their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. They're not sacrificing the hair to the Avodah Zarah. By them, they consider hair like Tzoya Meiraglaim, you're not allowed to bring it into the temple. They're sacrificing their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. You have a girl who looks good looking with beautiful hair, or a man who looks handsome, and then he shaves off his hair, he looks bald, and he looks awful. So they're sacrificing, they're giving up their beauty. We would say in English, they're sacrificing their beauty for the sake of the Avodah Zarah, but they're not giving a sacrifice. It's not that this is a matana. It's not a matana to the Avodah Zarah. They can't bring it in to by them. They consider it like Tzoya Meiraglaim. So the whole thing was a mistake. That's after the whole scandal was all that the people were burning their Sheitlin and Eretz Yisrael, they were throwing everything out. So it turned out the whole thing was a mistake. It wasn't Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. To become Tikruvus Zarah, you have to give it as a matana to the Avodah Zarah. It has to be a matana where you break something. Like when you pour the wine, or you pour the dam, or you shech the animal. So here the Mishnah is talking Hashechet. If you shecht an animal, the shame of a Zarah, that's the Kruvus of a Zarah. So the Kruvus of a Zarah is us. In the church, usually Nisach HaYayin, when they pour wine, the shame of a Zarah, so that's, you're giving a maton of wine to the Avodah Zarah. Like by us, Lahavdil and Beis HaMikdash, we do Nisach HaYayin. We give Yayin as a matana to the Rabbanu Shalom. By them, they give Yayin as a matana to the Avodah Zarah because they pour it. So that's Azrika Mishtaberes. The wine is in a container and then they pour it. It breaks up into droplets. But now, by the Catholics, when they use wine in their religious ceremonies, they don't give the wine as a matana to the Avodah Zarah. By them, they believe after they recite their hocus pocus, after they recite their incantation in Latin, that rhymes with hocus pocus. That's why people make fun of it. It's called hocus pocus. So they believe, das is their gloima, they believe that the wine converts to become the blood of osa huish, and the wafer, the converts, becomes the flesh of osa huish. So that's not tikrubis, that's avodah zarah mamish. That's avodah zarah mamish. They're akulis. That's a daki tshuva. The Munkacha quotes this. He says, by the wafers and the wine, by the Catholics, it's not the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, it's the Avodah Zarah Mamsha. Therefore, Bittul will help. Let's say the Galach recites the Hocus Pocus, and he has the wine and the wafers, and he just declared this the flesh and blood of Oso Hish. So that just became Avodah Zarah. Then another guy comes and he says, you're all crazy. I'm God. He's crazier than them. He says, I'm God. How can that be the flesh and blood of Yashke? Who cares about Yashke? Someone else is God. The totem pole is God. Whatever. So he said, this is not a deity. So there's a din of bitl avodah zarah. If avodah zarah was worshipped by a non-Jew and it belongs to a non-Jew, and a non-Jew, either the same non-Jew or different non-Jew, says, I don't believe it, so he makes it mutabano. It started off with zasmana and becomes mutabano. Tikruvis cannot become mutabano. Once it was tikruvis, it's also the only way. There's no way to be mevatle. So if you have yayin nesech that someone poured l'shem avodah zarah as a matana, that's also banor. There's no way to make it mutabanor. But if you have the wafer and the wine in the Catholic services, so the mincha, the Darkei Tshuva quotes from the Achrayim that's avodah zarah. That's not the kruvis. So therefore, bittul would work. It's avodah zarah shel nachri. So nachri can be mevatel avodah zarah.
Isn't it true for any avodah zarah that some goyim think it's of a desire, and a different group of goyim think it's not of a desire because they believe in a different of a desire?
Correct.
So why wouldn't it be just batal automatically since there's a group of?
You don't say automatically. You have to have a specific bitl on this. If it already became us, so someone, a non-Jew, has to say, I don't believe that this is an avodah zarah. He, just because we know that in the world there's so many different of the avodah zarah, it needs one. None of them hold from each other. That's not an automatic bitl. You need a bitl on this particular avodah zarah. A non-Jew has to say, I don't believe it. So that makes it mutabano. Yeah. So let's see again the Mishnah. Sheikha the Shem Horim, the Shem Gvoras, the Shem Yam, the Shem Horus. They used to worship all kinds of things. Horim are mountains, Gvoras are hills. Yamim are lakes, and Horus are rivers. Midbar, desert. Shritasa psula. Shritasa psula, the Gemara is going to say, it should have said it's also b'ano. It should say it's tikruvus avodah zarah, it should be also b'ano. Psula just sounds like it's also b'achil and muta b'ano. Why should it be also b'ano? Right. So that's the Gemara is going to work on that. Right. So the Gemara says this psula in the Mishnah is only mishum marisayin. The Ikar Adin, it's really muta b'achil and muta b'ano. It's a chumra mid the rabbanu mishum marisayin. That's the shayla. Why isn't it the krubis mamish? Why is it only a chumra mishum marisayin? The Gemara is going to work on that. What if you have shnayim mochsim b'sakim mishochtim? You have a saw. You have a knife. A saw is no good because it has a pgimus. So you can't check with the saw. Let's say you have a knife like a saw. Sometimes you have a saw, two people hold the saw, one on one end, one on the other end. So if you have a knife, two people are shechting the same animal at the same time. Shnai mochs and misak, and two people holding on to the same sack and shochtim, they're shechting one animal. Echad Hashem echad kol eilov, echad Hashem dover kosher. One is shechting flesh. He wants that kosher flesh to eat. And the other one has a mind, Hashem tikruvis avodah zarah. So the din is shechitas psul. If you have two people shechting, and one of them has a machshavas psul, so then it passes. Okay. So now the Gemara raises the question on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say shechitas psula? It should say also b'ano. It should say harizah zitche mason. It should say that it's also b'ano, not just psula. Shechitas psula sounds like it's a nevela. Nevela is also b'achila mutabano. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Psula and zivche mesim loy should really be also b'ano. Zivche mesim tekrubis. Either also b'ano minatar, also b'ano midrabbanan. The 2 days in the Tosfos and Bava Kamma. Let it be zivche mesim. Or a mini. We have a tosefta that says beferish. Asheched v'shum horim yishecht. The Krubis for the mountain, he believes the mountain is God, the Shum Gvoz, hills, the Shum Nahoris rivers, the Shum Idboris for the Krubis for the desert, the Shum Chamalavana. There were people who worshipped the sun, the moon, the Shum Kachov, and the stars, Mazolas, the constellations, Shum Echoel, Asaragodl, he's worshipping an angel. He deifies an angel and thinks that Michoel HaSaragodl has control over the whole world. Michoel has to listen to what the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge, not the angel. So this person deifies the angel and he worships him. Or the Lishum Shilshal Katan, he worships a tolas, Rashi says, a worm. Michoel HaSaragodl is a gigantic, we visualize angels as if they're gigantic, powerful things. And a worm is a tiny little thing. So whether it's, Rashi writes, Lushum Gadol Shebechol HaBriya, so Lushum Katan Shebekulam. A worm is the smallest barrier, and an angel is the biggest barrier. Anything from A to Z, that's an Avodah Zarah, Hareila Ziv Chameisim. Ziv Chameisim is Erosal Sebanah. So it's exactly the same. Yamim, Nahoris, Givois, Horim, Midbar, everything exactly the same. Sastira in the Mishnah says Pshchitas Absula. Sounds like it's only Osa Bachilim Mutamanot. The Brisa says Hareila Ziv Chameisim. Means that it's also about not. So what's the teretz? Amra by loy kasha, the teretz is hodi omer lahor, hodi omer legada dahor. Is he worshipping? So Rashi learns like this. Both cases he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, but one case he's worshipping the mountain, the river, the valley, the hill, the desert. He's worshipping the actual mechuba lekarka. He's worshipping the actual mechuba lekarka. In one case, he's deifying and worshipping the angel who's the memuna on the mountain, the mazel, the malachus memuna. So Rashi says, Rashi has a fantastic chiddush over here. Tosis basically agrees with Rashi. They just modify it a little bit. This big Tosis, the first Tosis on the dot. So Tosis makes Rashi and Tosis make a difference between balechayim and mechuber. The din is, let's say a person has his own cow, and he worships an Egel Azov. Let's say Egel Azov will become Asabano. He worships a live cow. Egel Azov is man-made, so that will become Asabano. But if you worship a cow, so the din is that the cow is Mutabano. Nevad, if I worship it, is Posala Mizbeach. Or Mukze, Rashi quotes. We have Psukim. Rashi quotes. We have Psukim. Rashi here on the fourth word line, on the Daf, on Mem Amaral. Rashi quotes Bavakama Daf Mem on the base in parentheses. So the Gemara says the opening pasuk in Chumash VaYikra says Ode Mikem Kiyaku Korban Hashem Merabokem Menatzon Takrivas Korban Chem. So the Gemara says Min. Whenever it says Min, it's a mute. So Min Abokal Lehotzias Hanevad Min Atzon Lehotzias Hamukze. So Nevad. Rashi says, Neva means if you deify, I actually Ovid Avodah Zarah. Neva, I worship this cow. I believe that this cow is a deity. This cow has power to run the whole world. So it's Pasalam is Beach, but the implication is that it's Mutabahano. Live animals, Balechayim, don't become Osabahano, become Tikrubis. And Mukze, Rashi learns, I designated the thing to bring it as a korban for the Avodah Zarah. So if he actually brought it as a carbon for that with his or, then it's tikruvis, then it will be osaban ola hedyet also. But if I designated a live animal and I didn't shecht it yet, so then it will be posel amizbeach, but it will be muta lehedyet. So the din is if you worship live animals, the live animal doesn't become osaban ola. You are chayv misa. You worship the carbon with the person is chayv misa. But the second halacha that Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Bano, Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Noye Avodah Zarah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, so the Avodah Zarah does not become Asa Bano if it's a Balchai. So Rashi says, it doesn't become Asa Bano, but it's called Avodah Zarah. It is called Avodah Zarah. How do you know? So he quotes, the Pasuk says in Chumash Mos, here Rashi, by the narrow lines, Rashi has Shmos chapter Ches, about seven lines up from the wide lines that Rashi has by the narrow lines, there's Shmos Ches, in parentheses. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, we have to go to the Midbar, we have to be Marchik 3 days to bring Korbanos to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Paro says, bring the Korbanos over here. What do you have to leave for? So he says, no, Hein Nizbach Estavis Mitzrayim Le'enein V'lo Yist Kalunu. No, because the Mitzrayim used to worship live animals. So we're going to shecht as karbonis to the Yerushalayim, to the God of the Jewish people, we're going to offer karbonis, they're going to kill us. The Mitzrayim will be so upset. This is their Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk refers to the live animal that they worship as Toavis Mitzrayim. Toavis Mitzrayim means that it's called Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, a Balchai, if you worship a Balchai, it's Pasal HaMizbeach, min HaBokal HaHotzias HaNeh, but Pasal HaMizbeach, but the inference is, Michlal, the Lehedyat Shari, it's Mutabano Lehedyat. So Rashi says, but the Balchai, even though it doesn't become Asabano, but it is called a Dovashel Avodah Zarah. It is called Avodah Zarah. So therefore, since it is an Avodah Zarah, so if you'll be makriv tikruvis to the live animal, the tikruvis will be asabano. The animal itself is mutabano. I worship an animal. I deify an animal. The animal itself is mutabano. But since it's called Toavas Mitzrayim, it is called a Toeb, it is called an Avodah Zarah, so therefore the tikruvis that you give to the animal will become asabano. But if you worship a mountain, or a river, or a valley, or a desert, or a lake, or something like that, Mechuba l'karka, that's learned out from a different pasuk. It says, Abet Abdun, Tosfos quotes, Abet Abdun is kalam kamis v'shabdu shamagayim salaheihem al ha'horim agvoim. So the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, al ha'horim alaheim alay ha'horim alaheim. If they have an Avodah Zarah that they put on top, they used to put it on top of a high mountain, like now they build churches on top of mountains, on top of hills. So they used to have, the Avodah Zarah was always on the top of a high location. Everybody should have to look up. Like a dynasty is supposed to build a shul on top of the mountain. So the Avodah Zarah put their Avodah Zarahs on top. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, Darshins from the Pasuk, Elohim, ha-ha-harim, Elohim, Elohim. If the Goy, let's say, owns a mountain, and he deifies the mountain, he worships the mountain. So the mountain is mutabahano. The mountain doesn't become asabahano. And then Rashi adds on, the balachayim also don't become asabano, but there's a difference. A live animal, if you deify it, it's called ta'eva, it's called the avodah zarah, even though it's mutabano. The mechuba lekarka, if I deify the mountain or the desert or the river or the lake or the anything, the hill, the valley, not only doesn't become asabano, it's not even called the davishal avodah zarah. Rashi and Tais make a split. That one of them is called an Avodah Zarah, the other one is not called an Avodah Zarah. So that's why, if you give tikruvis for the mountain, minataritz mutabano. But if you give tikruvis for a live animal, that'll be asabano minatar. So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara Yom Alahor, Amar Abai Loi Kashe. There's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. The Mishnah that says, Shchitos Apsula, it's only Mishnah Marisai, and it's asabachidu, but it's mutabano, that's because he's worshipping the mountain itself. So you worship Mechuber, not only is the Mechuber Mutabano, it's not even called the Cheftah Shal Avodah Zarah. So the Tekruvis that you bring through it is Mutabano. But if you worship the Malach HaMemunah on the mountain, so Malach HaMemunah, that's like a Balchai, so true, Balachayim are also Mutabano, but it is called an Avodah Zarah. So therefore the Tekruvis that you give to it will be Asabano. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. The Rambam clearly does not agree with Rashi and Tosfos, because the Rambam says that it's exactly the same din. The Rambam says the Mechuber with the Balachayim is one and the same din, that they're both Mutabano. It's not a din of Mechuber, and it's not a din of Balchai. It's a din of Yeshbo Tfisas Yadon versus Zemo Tfisas Yadon. The Gemara says like this, let's say a hen lays an egg, and the egg is in the chicken coop, and nobody picked it up yet. So that's called Einbo Tfisas Yadodim. So someone worships the egg. So the egg is metaltalit. No one's going to say the egg is mechuber. The egg is not balchai. After the hen lays the egg ready, it's not balchai and it's not mechuber. But nonetheless, it's Einbo Tfisas Yadodim. Let's say the apple's growing on a tree. Mechuber l'karka dina k'karka. The apples fall off from the tree. It's on the ground. Nobody picked up the apples yet. So the apples that fall down from the tree, if someone worships the apples, deifies them, the apples, he's chayv misa, he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, but the apples are mutabano, because that's called Einbo Tfisas Yadodim. So the Rambam, right, that's a Gemara. So the Rambam quotes the din, there is no din of Mechuban, there is no din of Balchai. It's all the same thing, Mechuban and Balchai are two examples of Einbo Tfisas Yadodim. But it's one and the same din, it's exactly the same. So the Rambam cannot distinguish, like Rashi and Tosfos, that Balchai is mutabano. If you deify it, it's mutabano, but it has a shame of a desire. Mashen ken mechuber doesn't even have a shame of a desire. It's exactly learned off in the same pasuk. It's one and the same din. So the Rambam learns in Gansen a different din. The Ran on the Rif quotes the Rambam. Yeah. So the Rambam learns a different word. Rambam learns a different word. Hodom. What?
That thing that you work, that is worship, should be at least as Omer as the Takrukas.
I don't know. It's not. We assume it's not. The thing I worshipped itself is either Balachayim or, let's say, Mechuber. So the Tekruvis will be also Mutter, Rashi said. But if the thing I worship is a Balachai, so the thing itself will be Mutter, Bahanoa, Lehedyot. And the Tekruvis that I give to it will be also Bahanoa.
You didn't do a Maisa to the Balachai, you did a Maisa. You broke the in the Tekrovis, you did a Maisa. Even if with a Balchai, if you would have done a Maisa, it would become Aser, right?
That's the Gemara is going to say a Chiddush, yeah. Right. We're going to get to that.
Couldn't that answer that? That by
yeah, but it still should be a Kavachayim. It's still a good question. It should still be a Kavachayim. How can it be that the Avod Zarah itself is Mutabano and the Tekrovis that you give to it is also Bano? It's still a good Kasha. I don't know. Kach Nehmer Halacha. So the Rambam learns a different shot here in the Gemara. Hodom Alahar, Hodom Alagad Alahar. So the Rambam learns like this. There are a lot of people who do all kinds of crazy things. Let's say there are people who don't want to get a nine hara, so they put on a red string. So the Tosefta says that's a chukas hakam. You know, they'll do that. Chut adoim. Tosefta Masach Shabbos says chukas hakam. People do all kinds of silly things. So the Gemara says that this is all a violation of chukas hakam. Lo selechu chukas hakam. Or lo senachshav, or lo senenu, all kinds of things. So let's say some people will shecht. They want to have a successful year, so they'll shecht the behema to the mountains, or they'll shecht the chveis to the river. The river waters their field, so they shecht the behema to the river. Do they deify the river? Do they believe the river is a deity? No, they don't believe so. But they think somehow this is a trick that works. Nichush, it's a kishuv. They think that this is going to work. So that's dumb stupidity. Maybe it's a violation of Losa Nachshu, but it's not considered an act of Avodah Zarah. So the people who will offer, they're not offering to Krubis to a deity, they think that by shechting for the mountain, they'll have a good snow-capped mountain, they'll be able to go skiing. Or they want to go in the river, they want the river should be a successful year. The river should water their field, so they bring they slaughter an animal for the river. They think it's a trick. They think that's built in the teva that it's going to work. If you plant in the field, things grow. That's not avodah zarah. That's but derech hateva works like that. So people have the stupid attitude. They think good luck charm. If you shecht an animal for the mountain, the skiing will be better this year. Not that they deify the mountain. So it looks like it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah, but it's not really. So then the Mishnah says, Shchitas Apsula Asa Bachila. But if you're shechting Legara Dahar, you're really deifying the mountain, or you're deifying, you believe that the Malach HaMemun on the mountain is a deity, so that's Avodah Zarah. The Gara Dahar, the Mazel of Dahar, the Malach HaMemun on Dahar, that's you believe that that's a deity, that's Avodah Zarah. That's also Bano Amikaradin. That's real Tekruvis. But in the Mishnah, Hadam Alahar, so the Rambam says it's a tipish. Tipshim are doing things, they think it's going to work. They think it's going to be good luck or something. But they don't really believe that the mountain is a deity that has any powers of a deity. So that's the Rambam couldn't learn like Rashi, because the Rambam doesn't believe that there's a split between Mechuber and Balachayim. He holds that it's exactly the same. They're both examples of the one din of Ein Bo Tfisas Yarodim. The Rambam's opinion is, let's say, when a hen lays an egg, so that's min hashamayim. If someone picks it up, the egg is considered man-made. The man didn't produce the egg. If you have a house, so the house is built by a human being. So even though the house is mechuber l'karka, dina k'karka, when you get to other din, mein nishvoy mala karkos, let's say there's no shvur derais on karka, but if someone deifies the house, so the house is yesh bo tfisus yaradim. It was built by human intervention. It was built by person. So the house will be also bano. So that's the Rambam quotes the Gemaras. When the apples fall down from the tree, so it grew by itself. Somebody planted the tree. Okay, but the apples grow on the tree. That's b'day shamay. If no one picked up the apple, even though it's tolush, it's not mechuba l'karka dina k'karka. But when someone picks up the apple, we consider as if the apple is produced by a human being because he picked it up. once you picked it up, then it's called Yesh Botfisus Yadar. Emot Tfisus Yadar is the klal that applies both to the Balichaim and to the Mechuba. Yeah, just before we end, so the Rashi here is trying to prove that Balichaim, even though they're Muta Bahanoah, but they're called Avodah Zarah, so he quotes two psukim. So one pasuk is from Shmos, chapter Ches, that when they refer to the live animals that were worshipped by the Mitzrayim, they refer to that as Tavis Mitzrayim. So you see, even though the Balichaim are Muta Bahanoah, but it's called the Dovish Al Avodah Zarah. Then Rashi quotes another pasuk from Dvarim chapter Dalet to prove that Balichaim are called Avodah Zarah. So he quotes, "Varisas Hashemesh v'sayrech v'sakrachav m'chol tzvar shemayim." So it says you shouldn't worship them. What does that have to do with Balichaim? So Rashi is obviously of the opinion. The Rambam also writes like that. They thought that the sun, the moon, and the stars were live animals. The Rambam writes like that in the Mor Nevuchim. He thought that they're live animals. Taisa disagrees. Taisa disagrees. This big Taisa. The Taisa disagrees with the Rashi. Taisa thinks that that pasuk here in the Taisa says Dvarim chapter Dalet, Rishas Hashemesh. So Taisa says the reason why the Shemesh and the Areach don't become us is because Mechubarim. Taisa says it's like Karka. It's not that it's Balchai. The Shemesh and the Areach don't become us because it's Karka, not because of Balchai. But Rashi and the Rambam think the Shemesh and the Areach are Balchai. It's a strange opinion.
Well, that's because their view of the universe was a different thing. So it was embedded in that's what you call it here.
Yeah.
The Talmudic view of the universe.
They thought it was, right, they thought it was Mechuber. I would have said the sun, the moon is like a Mechuber. Like the earth is a Mechuber. Not Mechuber to some, the earth is, things are Mechuber to the earth. So I would have thought the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything is like the earth. So they says no, it's embedded in the Rekia. That's the way they perceive. Okay, we'll stop over here. There's a famous machlokes, the Rambam in the Halachas Gedolos, when you count the minyan mitzvahs. So the Rambam says that the first mitzvah, the Gemara said the 613 mitzvahs, but the Gemara doesn't tell us which are the 613 mitzvahs. Here and there, the Gemara tells you this is a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't give you the full list. So the Sefer Halachas Gedolos was one of the first. It was written in the days of the Gaonim. They're not sure exactly who wrote it, but they know for sure it comes from the Tekubas Agoinim. And it's a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He often disagrees very strongly with things that appear in the Halachos. So one of the things he disagrees is the very first mitzvah. So the Rambam points out, the Gemara says, when the Aseres HaDibros were proclaimed, Anochi v'liyeh lecham mipi ha'gvur ha'shemayim, the Rebbe Shalom told us directly, and the rest, we didn't understand what the Dibur Hashem was, so Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbein, he told us over. That's why the Lashon changes. Anochi Hashem alakecho asher hatzeisicho mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Rebbe Shalom is talking directly. Lo'liyeh lecham limachem al panai. Rebbe Shalom is talking directly. Then from the third of the Aseres HaDibros on, it's Moshe Rabbein speaking. Lo'sisa Hashem Hashem alakecho la'ashav ki lo'i anake Hashem. You should say Lo'sisa shmi la'ashav ki lo'i anake. So it's the Rebbe Shalom is not speaking anymore. So the Gemara says the first two mitzvahs. The Gemara says Torah tzivalana Moshe. Torah is gematria 611, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 611 mitzvahs, and lechel yelcha are two more, that makes 613. That's how the Gemara establishes that it's 613. So the Rambam says, you see that the Gemara is some, that Anochi is a mitzvah says, and liyelcha is a mitzvah says, see, these are two out of the 613 mitzvahs. So what's Anochi Hashem Alakech? There's a mitzvah to believe in God. So the Halachas Gedolos doesn't count Anochi Hashem Alakech as a mitzvah. So the, why not? So the Ramban says, Poshet. If you don't believe in God, so there's no mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah. That's the premise of the whole religion is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You can't count there's a mitzvah. God gave us a mitzvah, we should believe in Him. If you don't believe in God, so there's no mitzvah. So the whole Yiddishkeit doesn't exist. So the Ramban agrees with the Rambam that Anochi Hashem Elokecha should be counted as a mitzvah essay, but he was upset why the Rambam, a lot of times the Ramban has Hasogas on the Balamor, on the bottom of the page of the Rif. So a lot of times he agrees with the Balamor, but the Balamor wrote with such chutzpah against the Rif, so the Ramban says he can't write. The Balamor writes himself, he's only 19 years old. He's only 19, and the Rif at that time was like the Shulchan Aruch. That was the accepted Sefer Psak was the Rif. So, and the Balamor himself writes, I'm only 19, I have the chutzpah to disagree with the Rif. So the Ramban thought that it was too much chutzpah, So it's every so often he'll defend the riff, even though he himself agrees with the Balamar. He says you shouldn't wipe the floor with the riff. You shouldn't disagree so much. So it's the same with the Rambam. A lot of times the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. He doesn't agree with the Halachas Gedolos, but the Rambam writes with such zam. He wipes the floors with the Halachas Gedolos, so the Ramban says he can defend the Halachas Gedolos. So in this mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. So he quotes a medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, first you have to be mekabel ol malchus yaleichem, and then I'll give you a mitzvah. Moshe LeMelech, he came to a Medina, and the Melech said, oh, you want me to give you laws? First accept me as your king, and then if you mekabel ol malchusi, then it'll make sense that she give you laws. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a tzibu, it's not the first of the mitzvahs, that's the introduction to the mitzvahs. The premise of all the mitzvahs is that we believe in God. So it's taka agut taina. What did the Rambam count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How can you say there's a mitzvah to believe in God if you don't believe in God? So there's no one there. So there's no mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah. So how can the Rambam say it's a mitzvah? So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, when he quotes the mitzvah, he says mitzvah leida sheyesham bari amanik leida. What do you mean leida? So some of the philosophers in the Middle Ages interpreted that the Rambam meant to say it's a mitzvah to develop philosophical proofs, logical philosophical proofs for the existence of God. That's what the Rambam says. So, of course, if you don't believe in God, so there's nothing to discuss. But we all believe in God. We have a tradition from our ancestors. Our forefathers, they witnessed all the Esam Makas and the Kriyos Yamsuf, Maimon HaSinai, and we know that God exists. So it's not that it's a mitzvah to believe in God. We have a historical tradition from our ancestors that they saw Gilui Shechina on different occasions. It's a mitzvah to chaze logical and philosophical proofs for the existence of God. That's how some say Pshat Rambam Leida Sheyesh Borimani. Pashtus is that there is no such mitzvah. Today it's not assumed like that. That's out of style today. Who discusses logical and philosophical proofs for the existence of God? It's out of style today. So the Pashtus is that that's not so. What is the mitzvah? Leida. So the Balatanya explains. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, "Vayedah ha'adam eschaber yishta." It goes on having tashmish. Vayedah means ischabrus, when the zoch and the kevum are meschaber together. So that's vayedah ha'adam eschaber yishta. That's the poshim shah. So the Baal HaTanya explains, a person can have certain information in the back of his mind. Like when I have to fill out some kind of a form and I have to write what's my social security number, so I never remember, so I just have to take it out and check it. If I don't have it in my pocket, I'll sit long enough, I'll kvetch ice. I'll figure out what it is. There was a period of time that I didn't remember my telephone number because I never called my own home. Now I do remember my... Okay, so now I do remember. I don't remember other telephone numbers. I'll have to think. Sometimes I need a van to go to yeshivas. So I have to think a couple of seconds till I remember what it is. There's certain pieces of information that are in the forefront of our mind, and other pieces of information are filed away in the recesses of our mind. It's a latent knowledge. So the Baal HaTanya says, when the Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah, Mitzvah says, Leida, Sheyesham Boreimanik, Leida doesn't mean to develop logical and philosophical proofs of the existence of God. It means that the idea that God exists should be in the forefront of our mind all the time. It shouldn't just be latent knowledge in the back. If someone would ask it, does God exist? Say, yeah. No, we should always be focusing on that. Shivisa Hashem Lanegdi Samim. We should always be thinking about that all the time, as if God is always in front of us. So that's the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk in today's Sedra, right by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, V'ayamina b'Hashem v'Moshe Abdoi. What do you mean? They had emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Abdoi. What do you mean they believed in Moshe Abdoi? What do you mean emuna? They had emuna's chachomim? No. It means just like Moshe Rabbeinu was there in front of them, they saw him. So even though God is invisible and God is a kel mistat there, they had emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam just like to the same level of awareness, that a consciousness and awareness of Moshe Rabbeinu standing in front of them. So they had such an attitude. They knew that they had seen Gilui Shechina. They had seen Gilui Shechina by Makas Becheiros, and they saw Gilui Shechina by the Kriyas Yamsuf. So after they had the Gilui Shechina, after there's no longer the Gilui, they had this Amunah, they had a Yediyah of Hashem. Yediyah means a piece of information that was so in the forefront of their mind, they're never going to be Mesiach Das from that. just like Moshe Rabbeinu is in front of their eyes. You don't need amunah for that. I mean, something that you see b'chush, so the amunah and the Rabbanu Shlomo is such that it was like yediyah. It was a hischabrus. That's supposed to be. That's the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lakecha, is Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Sam. That's the famous story that they tell, that the Baal Shem Tov originally lived in the same village with the Nodi Behuda. They were cousins. They were related. And Nodi Behuda liked the Baal Shem Tov, but he wasn't happy about the Chassidish movement. So the story goes, he once called him into the Bezin office and he said, you want to start a new movement, so you have to be learned. Now we are in America, any Tom, Dick and Harry starts a movement, you don't have to be learned, you can start a Orthodox movement. You don't have to know how to read Hebrew with the Kudus. You have to know how to learn it all. But the Nadi Buddhist premise was you have to be learned. So he asked him different questions. So one of the questions he asked was, if you're really so knowledgeable, you have such a Ruach HaKodesh, tell me, what am I thinking now? So he said, you're thinking about Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Son. So he said, wrong. So he said, well, you're supposed to be. You are supposed to be. That's Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Son. You're supposed to be. All the answers that he gave were wise guy answers. He didn't want to show that he knew how to learn. He didn't want to show that he had Ruach HaKodesh or anything. So that's one of the questions that they say. So what am I thinking? Such Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Son. That's what we're supposed to be thinking all the time. That's the Yirah Shamayim. Person should have the attitude that the Shechina is there all the time. And you have to act accordingly. That's the mitzvah of Amun.
Rivka, when she said, Shavarchi so Abanim Bekirbal, she said, Mamazel Nochi. She thought this is one child, and it's going to be.
Two
years. Yeah, it is. So what do I need to learn?